T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And whenever you talk about property taxes, the name Dave Argel comes up. He's the state senator from the 29th district, and he's on the phone right now. Dave, how are you?
I'm well, Frank. How are you?
Good. The reason I wanted to get you on the air here is because after the midterms, people thought the midterms were going to usher in, you know, a whole big wave of people who were just going to eliminate property taxes. Can you kind of give us an understanding of where the whole issue is right now and where it's going in 2019?
We're in the process of reintroducing the bill. As you well know, any bill that doesn't make it through the whole the way to the governor's desk by the time the session ends has to start all over again. And so literally we are sitting down with every single member of the Senate saying, you know, can you vote for 76? If not, where do we tweak it? Where do we amend it? You know, how do we turn a no vote into a yes vote?
And what are you hearing?
Right now, we've got 14 co-sponsors. Of course, I need 26 votes, so I'm more than halfway there. We picked up a new one this week, Senator Phillips Hill, who replaced Scott Wagner. He didn't run again down in York County. She signed on to the bill. And so we've had some good meetings, but, you know, we still have a way to go. And, of course, all those interest groups that were lined up against us last time, they're not going away either. And so the tug of war continues.
Well, you know, it's kind of encouraging just to know that you haven't given up, that you haven't lost hope here.
You know, it's the toughest thing I've ever worked on. But in the district that I represent in Schuylkill County and Berks County, it is by far the number one issue. I can't have a town hall meeting anywhere, Pottsville, Frackville, Shenandoah, down outside of Reading, without this being the number one issue.
Okay. Can you just kind of give us a synopsis of what your bill would do? And while I ask that, what are some of the input you're hearing from the senators who want it tweaked? What do they want tweaked?
There's two versions, really, that we're looking at actively. The one is the traditional version of Senate Bill 76, the one that the taxpayer groups went out and drafted on their own several years ago, and then brought it to me, brought it to Representative Cox from Berks County, and essentially said, you know, please introduce this on our behalf. It would eliminate the school district property tax and replace it with a mixture of higher sales and income taxes. That's the one that we got to a 24-24 vote in the Senate and then lost when the lieutenant governor broke the tie against us. The other version, because the voters changed the Constitution on a referendum vote a year ago, would allow us to do it only for homeowners. So vacation homes would still continue to be taxed. Walmart would continue to be taxed, but we could eliminate it just for homeowners. That has, in some ways, more support, but we're still trying to, as I said, you know, there's a couple of senators who keep saying maybe. We need to get a straight yes or no out of them.
Is there anything you want us to do? Anybody you want us to call? Anybody you want people to kind of bombard with emails?
Please reach out to your senator, your state representative. Senator Udichak is a strong supporter. Senator Scavello is a strong supporter. Lisa Baker is a strong supporter. So I guess in that case, just say thank you. But if their name isn't on the bill, I would definitely ask them to look at it and let them know where their constituents feel.
Okay. One last question, which has nothing to do with property tax, but coming up at 4:00, we're going to be talking to Senator Pat Stefano. If he reintroduces the bill 597, giving the Auditor General the legal authority to audit authorities, would you support that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's public money. We need to consider that as well.
Okay, because the stormwater fee up here is becoming almost as big an issue as property taxes. People are just going crazy. I don't know if that has hit your area yet, but I'm sure it will.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Okay. Dave, thank you very much for giving us the update. We appreciate your hard work.
All right.
Okay, Dave Argel, state senator from Berks and Schuylkill counties.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.